love. And one, how come that we spend one book? Means Rumi spent 3 years talking about something that everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows what love is, doesn't it? Have you ever seen someone who tells, oh, I don't understand what love is? Everybody claims that I'm the source of it. You want to know what love is? Come and look in me. That most complicated subject, which is the exception to the rule, which is working even against all my needs, my biological and animal needs and tendencies. Everybody knows about it? No. That's book one. We have a lot to talk to understand what love is. This is the beginning of this book. Rumi did it. How? Because of those claims that it's interesting, because when I said whoever you talk to believes or is in the delusion of understanding what love is, everybody will mistake it with wanting. When you want something a lot, you love it. Therefore you could see, I love the food. Misunderstanding over there is the barrier of understanding. So, the simplest genius way of Rumi, first, like every master, will tell you what love is not. Understand that. What is the first love in you? Think. If you have to pick up one thing in you, which part you pick up? Do you say, I keep this finger and the rest I let go? Or at the end of the day, you want to keep your brain? I do that because it's not only the brain. That was a very superficial understanding of life when we thought the brain is doing it. Later we realized that no, the rest are doing it. Everybody is doing it. All the cells together, they do it. That's the magic of it. Let's drop it. Anyhow, you think, your thought, your thinking, your mind is the most important part of you. Right? We don't believe that. What? Simple. Let's agree upon your brain being the master over there. And the rest are the slaves. Okay. We talk about your brain. And your brain is serving you the best. Let's say you have a healthy brain. Okay? Just for the sake of the argument. You have a healthy, good, working brain. And it serves you good. Is it the source of goodness in this universe? Well, you cannot say yes, because all the bad things you have done, and now you're living in a moment of the history that humanity understands that is guilty of over-consuming and polluting everything. That comes from the brain, right? So, if the good thing comes from the brain, bad thing comes from the brain as well. Tell me, what is the difference between your brain and the brain of a butterfly? Brain of the butterfly is doing the same thing your brain is doing for you. That part of brain? That's not you. Why? It's a part of the jar. Remember, this body is the jar, the container, okay? The brain belongs to container. What is inside this container? What is it? First of all, it cannot be matter. Because materially there is no in. In is the stomach you're talking in, or my bone marrow, or what? There is no in. In the meaning, in another dimension, we say there is a place over there which has no place. Physically doesn't exist. Container is physical. Containee is the breath. Something which is not ours even. We claim that it comes from Him. That is inside. And it needs no space. Anybody remembers this? Because Rumi explained this very beautifully, I believe. Maybe I was stupid, but in my childhood I enjoyed it very much. It was one of those... I loved the puzzle. But this is the sickness of the people who love mathematics. Because mathematics will challenge you to do these tricks and understand why this is that way, why is that way. And the explanation was so lovely, I enjoyed it so much. Do you remember? Rumi said this Muhammad guy went to God and came back and said, you know what he said? He said a very bizarre thing about himself. He said, I don't fit in the skies. I don't fit in the earth. I don't fit even in the black hole or totality of all galaxies. But the puzzling part is, I fit in the heart of a believer. Therefore, there is something in this container which has no limit. And the totality of this universe could fit in it. That's what we're talking about. But let's go back to the subject of love. Your first love is misplaced because you love this part of yourself, which even a butterfly has. I say butterfly because I don't like very much to be compared to some of the animals. I don't know why. In a way, butterfly, you don't object. But the butterfly has a brain. You have a brain. So what? Even I have a brain. An animal. So what? But is that something else? But you start with this. And why? You love this? Because contrary to all scientific views and things like that, and contrary to the belief of majority of people, love is not created in you. It's not in you. You are not born with it. You are born with what? With all the necessities of the animal. The machine is being born. Container comes here empty. There is only one light, one spark of light in that place. You have to dig for it. Therefore we call it a treasure. And say, you are here. Guess what? You are here for one mission. When I say you are here for one mission, here I excluded all animals. I'm talking to the human being. Animals are here for what? Why do you think animals are here?
To reproduce.
To reproduce. And? Oh, you forgot the main part. Really, the main part is not reproduction, is it? Because a lot of them, they don't reproduce. In a lot of animals, we will see that there is only one lucky guy with big muscle who has sex and reproduce. The rest, they don't reproduce. When you're looking at the hive, all those bees, they don't reproduce. there is something else. Reproduction is overestimated with the Western society because sex sells. What is before that? Why the animals are here?
Just to eat or be eaten.
Pardon me?
To eat or be eaten.
They try to eat and not to be eaten. So they are not here to be eaten. Yes, it happens to them. But when it happens to them, there is no them anymore. You're talking about the end of their life. Yeah. And you forget, because maybe you never noticed. They are here to enjoy the life. Try to take their life, and you will see how angry they become. Give them their life, and you will see the joy of life. Life is joyful. You know why your life is not as joyful as your dog? Because you need more. You are more, you are not the dog. Your container is the dog. But you contain something. That something should be satisfied as well. That's what we're talking about. That's why we push aside all those primary needs of the animal and say, we don't talk about that. Because we know you will do it no matter what. You will try to eat and not to be eaten no matter what. The other side. The brain belongs to that. So your first love is misplaced. Why? Because you didn't know what to do, and this was the first loving thing you saw. When you find your thinking, it's beautiful because it's magical. Suddenly, you start to understand something. Of course, you should love it. Not only love it, you should use it. If not, you will lose it. After the use, the problem starts. Because after the use of the brain and satisfaction of that animalistic existence container, whatever you want to call it, that stuff, after that, then the needs of this will be clear. Then you need to attend to your heart later. When you grow up, when you are ready to face the exception, when you will be ready to face the exception? Right at the beginning? Or after learning the rules? First you learn the rules. That's what a baby, a teenager does. Learning the rules. Then when it comes to the time of exception, problem is there. You should be ready to let go of this brain of you. Not to kill it. It's a mad will kill it. Don't worry about that. You should let go of it. You should give it to the goldsmith. Because that's what it is for. Your brain is here, yes, for you to eat and not to be eaten. That's it. The rest, when we talk about heart, when we talk about the spirit, when we talk about love, that brain is the problem. And you are addicted to it because that was the first love. And the first love is very difficult to recover from. Because even when you see the problem of the first love and you are comfortable without it, nostalgia will talk about a lot of good stories. Everybody will tell you lovely stories about that. This was first paragraph, right? First story. You see, no matter how you start, logically, Master knew what should be the first thing to bring in. No stories, nothing. Once upon a time, there was a king, fell in love with a handmaiden. But don't worry, there is salvation. First, there is something in you that you don't like very much. Although, It's one of the best.